Blog Talk Radio.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's class, which looks like another outstanding number of 109,000. 459 listeners. Well, you know what? We all came to hear the words of Yahuwah, and that's what we're going to hear. Well, before we do, I'll probably get into a little brief story. Actually, not a story, something that actually happened to me, which more than likely, when it happens to one person, you will find out of everybody else, it may have happened to them too at one time or another. So what would you actually do, knowing the Bible, as you should listening to this program, what would you say to someone who showed you a picture of man's evolution, how he evolved from the smallest thing, from an ape up to a man? What's the difference from Yahuwah's creation? And to top things off, they said, I believe the Bible. I said, you do? I thought that was kind of strange. This is the question I was asked by a Issachar-type individual. I said, you know, let me explain it this way. When I was in school, and I'm quite sure a lot of you have heard the same thing, you always were asked this question. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? And, you know, students got confused, maybe the egg or the chicken. I don't know, teacher. That's because they wasn't doing Bible. They were doing science. An egg could not be made without a chicken, or a bird couldn't lay an egg. You know, no egg could come without a bird. So now I said, here's what we have to look at as creation, since you say you believe in the Bible. I said, let's go to your book. Open up Genesis. Let's look at chapter 1, verse 21. Real simple. 21. And it said, and Yahuwah created the great whales and everything, every living creature that moveth from the waters, and brought forth abundant after their kind, every winged fowl after its kind. And Yahuwah saw that it was good. I said, so now, bird was created that laid the egg. So now we'll go just a little further with your question. This is why it's good to be with seed oil, because you'll be strong in the foundation of the Bible. And I said, if you believe the Bible, let's now look at man's creation. Let's go to Genesis again. We're still in chapter 1 now. Look at verses 26 to 27. And, you know, turn the page. You know, sometimes we're helping people. You have to read along with them, make sure they're getting the right understanding. Okay, 26. Yahuwah said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have domination over the fish of the sea, over the fowl in the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and every creepy thing up on the earth. 27. So Yahuwah created man in his own image, and the image of Yahuwah, he created him, male and female, he created them. I say, so you see where this is going? At this point now, he understood. But now, all of a sudden, he had to go. After he understood what I said, all of a sudden, he just had to go. This is why it's so important that we do Bible and not bump the gums, as we mention a lot on this program. Put some book on them, as we always say. Take the book out, put it on them. Let them read and read along with them. Make sure that they get the right understanding. So after he got some book put on him, I had the son smiling. I told him, you just like Philip in Book of Acts. You know, when you look at chapter 8, or somewhere around 28 to 30, you know, when he went behind the chariot, if you read that particular scripture, and he got up in the chariot. And after he got through reading, then the gentleman didn't open up his mouth. It's going to remind you of this guy here. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes everything in the Bible understood and more possible for us to do the right thing. We have to be aware, by knowing the scriptures, we're given the knowledge. Notice I say the knowledge. To know that there's all out there that camouflage evil or confused teaching and overly loud bump the gums contest for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. So we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teachings and Christianity, And we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost is Yahuwah's Word, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And this is done because we know you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you found out what you had sought in the voices of the true Israelite tribe Yada. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open for your learning is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We usually don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But now we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. That's today. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices right on the search line. Enter www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, just under this line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But again, after clicking this, still you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry also is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. One important thing, the calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Click the red live button as soon as it appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. Also, we're using two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, the numbers that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first would be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 on a regular day, except for Fridays, which is today. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, open up any search engine. Once again, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, after the normal broad talk, we're usually on Pal Talk, listed under ethnic group African American. Look for the voices of the true Israelite. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your personal Bible questions. Also, remember when doing this, remember what it tells us in the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 14:33. 33 says, "For Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, but a priest, as in all covenants, churches of the saints." So remember, during the beginning of our broadcast, I did say, don't try to win the bump the gums contest. What will happen? You will miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. We are rehearsing the righteous act to learn Yahuwah's word. Remember, in the book of John, chapter 14, 26, 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So let's see if that's true. Let's keep your Bibles open, and our class is right ready to begin. We'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, "Hallelujah, Yahuwah."
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Yeah, but that was excellent on your part. We definitely need all that time, and like, we're going to stay a little bit more on, and no doubt about it. That's excellent on your part there, Elder, so we kept you on the bottom part. Remember, the top part of Saturday, this is the day the Almighty have made. This is the day the Almighty have made. So we're going to leave it like that, and we're going to be trying our best to ride shotgun as quick as we can, but we're definitely going to get some on the table and some dust there, Yahuwah. On our part. One thing about it, we're racing to get up Matthew 25:21, way up to my good and faithful servant. That's all we want out to do. We know one thing, we would get that way up to my good and faithful servant. That means we're going to be in the kingdom. So we go out our way to get up to James 5:20. We're ready to convert a sinner and show them the right direction. And it's up to them once you have told them, but you have told them. It hide a multitude of yoke, sin. And that's a good thing. So we'll leave it like that. Excellent again, Elder. So we're going to see if we get something going on and ride shotgun for the weekend. So Yahuwah be with you all six locations open. Call for details. 224-600-5579. Call for details. This is B-O-T-T-Y, Voices of the True Israelites. And we're going to find Sister G. Israel and bring it in, and we'll get something going on. And so when you meet your sisters, with a loud voice, you say, "Sister G. Israel, Yahuwah be with you, Seed Royal."
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hello, Yahuwah. Excellent. All right. Excellent. That's all we can say is excellent. Yahuwah is your all top part of Saturday. Let's get something going on. Remember, I'm saying all five locations is open. All locations is open, wide open. And what can we say? And nothing to say. So, Sister G. Israel, I'm about to get us a look. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, and we'll go from there. Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say." For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And I believe that. That's what it's all about. The Holy Spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And we're going to open up in Luke chapter 12, verse 48, because it was a statement made by Princess A.B. If she made a profound statement. Wait, hold that point for a minute. Let me swing. Hold this. Hold on for a minute, Sister G. is ready. Let me scroll down and see. Hey, Camp Boy, are you saying you got something on the table? What are you saying? Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh, amen. Camp 4, is you saying you got something? You got something? We see a memo saying, Camp 4 say, you got something? Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan.
Sir, is your C, Royal? I'm working on it.
Are you working on it? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I see a memo saying something. So if you got something, hey, you know, we got to stop all... If you got something to work with, that's what it's all about. Okay, so you say you're working on it. That's a good thing. We'll leave it just like that. All right, Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. So Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan, they're ready. Everybody ready to go. Ready to go top 5 to 7 days. And we'll leave it like that. Luke chapter 12, verse 48. Sister G is ready. She's going to get something going on. What do we say is in Luke chapter 12, verse 48? What do we say?
Luke chapter 12, verse 48. But he that knew not and did not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask for more.
And see, much is given as much is required. So, you know, A.B. or Stephen said, well, why don't you slow down a little bit? See, much is given as much is required. See, when Yahweh gives you something he wants you to continue, much is given, much is required. That's the whole thing. And then what you're supposed to do is, you said, what you're supposed to do, some G? Ask for more. Did you say that? Much is given, much required. And you say, you do what again at the bottom of that?
And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask for more.
And that's the way it is, and we ask for more. Well, you know, we do 6 days a week, we do 7 days, we keep it going on, because one thing about it, you want all you can get. So let's run to the book of Sirach, chapter 43, 24, and let's read a little bit and see if we can get out of it.
Sirach chapter 43, verse 24. They that sail on the sea tell of the danger thereof, and when we hear it with our ears, we marvel thereat.
All right, get out of that. I need more of that. Help me out there, brother. What I'm missing over there in that Sirach? Would it make it 42, 24 there? Something I'm missing, something.
That's right.
Make that 42 back up to 42. Thank you, that brother Yahweh Israel. He loved GF Israel started moaning and groaning. So make that 42, 24 to 28. I like that. Hey, I like that. Now let me know one thing that we on the right page. 42, 24 to 28.
Let's go. Sirach chapter 42, verses 24 through 25. All things are double one against another, and he has made nothing imperfect. 25. One thing establishes the good of another, and who shall be filled with beholding his greatness?
Wait a minute. I still ain't hearing what I want to hear. You sure you in Sirach 42, 24 to 28? Keep going one down, but
it don't.
What are we working with? What we need there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
24, 42, 24.
42, 24.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Try it again there, Big Israel. 42, 24.
All things are double one against another, and he has made nothing imperfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm looking for the verse that talks about that you can never go further enough. Can anybody help me out on that verse? That you can never go far enough. So when we read that verse in 12:48, much is given, much is required. But I want that verse where it says you can never go far enough. You can never go far enough.
Ecclesiastes, Sirach, chapter 43, verse 30. Sirach, chapter 43, verse 30. When you honor Yahweh, exalt him as much as you can. For even yet will he far exceed. And when you exalt him, put forth all your strength, and be not weary, for you can never go far enough. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Yahweh the Son was raised up from the dead by the greatness of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
So when you got some Yahweh working for you, you got to walk in a newness of life. So that means, what do that mean? And tell me how you're on a roll at the Israel. I need a little bit more out of Corinthians. So when you are walking in the newness of life, since you're on a roll, you got one point on you. Now we'll add some more. So you precept that when you walk into a newness of life, and you go into Corinthians. And you get another statement out of Corinthians behind that. When you walk in the newness of life, that means something in Corinthians. Could you help me out? Could you help me out? This is Jesus Ray. You're on the road now. You're on the road. Okay, good. Excellent again. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, particularly verse 17.
2 Corinthians chapter
6:17. Oh wow, we got
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Yahweh the Son, He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Uh-huh. And if all things become new, then what that holds in verse 18. So, see, once you get this newness of life, then Yahweh said he'll kick in. See, once you get them old things passed away, then the new things will kick in. And let's see what Yahweh will do. Verse 18.
All things are of Yahweh the Father, who has reconciled us to himself by Yahweh the Son, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation.
Mm-hmm. Keep reading more about those lines. We prepare a little groundwork. Much is given, much is required. Then we find out you got to walk in the newness of life. Then we find out a newness of life means old things have passed away. That means, what do you mean by old things have passed away? Hold that point. I'm going to see if Israel. Back up to Ezekiel. Let's see what that means by old things have passed away. See, we try to lay a little groundwork. Old things have passed away in 11:19. What do we say of Ezekiel? 11:19. In 11:19, let's see what you mean by old things passed away. What be different about you once you get a newness of life? What's different about you? 11:19 in the book of Ezekiel.
Ezekiel, chapter 11, verse 19.
Listen good.
And I will give them one mind.
Uh-huh.
And I will put a new spirit within you.
Yes.
And I will take the stony mind out of their flesh, and will give them a mind of flesh.
See, you know, so we know when you really is doing Yahweh, because you will tell me out there, Abel. Tell me out in Ezekiel 36. So that means that stony mind, you won't have that stony mind no more. See, when you reconcile to Yahweh, that means you don't have that stony mind no more. So the 36th chapter of Abel Phoenix, what if that verse over here in 36, particularly verse 25 down to 28. Abel Phoenix. What it says in Ezekiel 36, verse 25 down to verse 27. The way we know you will respond to his word and the in the 10th chapter, verse 10 of Corinthians, this will be as far as east meets the west. What it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10, G. Israel, what it say?
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10. Neither murmur you, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer.
You see, so you will not be a murmur, complainer, or a backbiter. Once you got a newness of life, you understand that everything that's going on today, you see, is unfolding itself. And we come on the network 6 nights a week, the 6 anointed captains, to inform you on things that you got to do to have the protection of Yahuwah. And all we get out of some, but it tells you plainly in 11:19 of 1 Corinthians, it makes it plain in 11:19, I mean, we can't get away from it. Certain things we can't get away from. What it says in 1 Corinthians 11:19?
First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 19. For there must be also heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you.
Look at the definition of that word heresy. You say the word it must be? You mean it must be heresy around you? Can we get a definition of the word heresy? Now we just word the word called M-U-S-T. It must be heresies among you. What that bold name from Israel?
Heresy. Belief or opinion contrary to orthodox beliefs. Opinion profoundly at odds with what is generally accepted.
Yeah, well, break that down for this national order. What that means to Israel? So he's saying it must be heresy among you. Now,
you're contrary to the teaching. Stop opposing.
Uh-huh. So we must have that in our midst. Is that what he's saying there, Sister G. Israel?
That's what it says.
That's what it says, huh? So when you run into a murmur, complaining, or backbiting, say, oh, you don't fulfill the prophecy. It must be. You got to have it. So I guess you just don't fulfill the prophecy. So you might as well precept that to 1 Peter chapter 2. And, 1 Peter chapter 2, get a precept out there and keep on moving. See, you got to recognize these spirits now, because here's the point. The lesson is just about getting ready to take up maybe next week. We're going to break down to two-thirds, but we're going to break down end time prophecy. Everything will be broke down by the 6th anointed camp. We must do it, but we understand one thing. There ain't going to be no cakewalk. So always murmurs, complainers, and backbiters must be on the clock, because the Bible says so. But then he said in 1 Peter chapter 2, he made a statement in 1 Peter chapter 2 there. So you got to always, when a person's talking, be looking down in the Bible while they talking. And then you say, oh, well, the Bible says, well, you must show up. Somebody got to show up and play that role. So we might put the Bible down and walk. So in 1 Peter chapter 2, pick up the verse number 8. 1 Peter 2, 8.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 8. And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Mr. Israel. Break that down. Break that down. What is it? What is Peter saying? What is he saying in this verse number 8? First Peter 2:8. What is he saying again? Break that down to Israel.
The offenders are appointed. They're in the place to be disobedient.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying they've been appointed to have that kind of spirit. So Yahweh has already ordained, and what they're going to be selling at. And tell me, according to the verse 8, what is they going to be stumbling at according to verse 8?
And a stone of stumbling block and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word.
Ain't that something? You mean they're going to stumble at the word? That's what they're going to stumble at. It's the word. They're going to be looking right at the word, and the word they'll go through all kinds of transformation over the word. But one thing about the word, and Isaiah 40 verse 8 says what? What does it say in 40 verse 8?
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our Yahweh shall stand forever.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. So you can moan and groan all you want, but once you find out, the word of Yahweh is going to do what?
Stand forever.
So regardless, I don't like this. I don't like what you say or how you say it, but the word gonna stand for how long? Forever.
Stand forever.
One, two, five. Back up. Go forward to Peter, chief speaker of the nation of Israel. What did he say at 1:25? And mother of Peter of Israel, I mean, Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, down to verse 3 and 10. And they be a Phoebe have me, Job 23:11-12 waiting on me. So what it said, Sister G Israel, what it says in 1:25? Now the chief speaker of the nation of Israel, he pulled that verse from 40 verse 8, and what did he say in 1 Peter 1:25?
1 Peter 1:25. 1 Peter 1:25. But the word of Yahweh endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel, polluted with covenant teaching, is preached unto you.
So the bottom line, whether we like it or not, the word will stand forever. St. John 15:7.
John chapter 15, verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.
Hmm. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. Let's preach up that. So he's saying the word gonna stand. So if you ask me anything in his word, he says, if you abide in my word, and whatever he just said, that sounds good to me, what he did say. But preach up that at 3:22 of 1 John.
1 John chapter 3. Verse 22. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his Torah instructions and do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
So then we can ask him something. if we know we're doing what this man is telling us to do, he said, now, why don't you ask me something? So we clearly got to be on Exodus chapter 20, 1, 2, 8 through 11. G. Israel, what does it say? Exodus chapter 20, 1, 2. Get down to 8 through 11. What does it say?
Exodus chapter 20. Verses 1 through 2 and 8 through 11. Exodus.
Yep.
Chapter 20.
Yes, ma'am.
Exodus. Chapter 20, verses 1 through 2 and 8 through 11. And Yahweh spake all these words, saying, kill. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, polluted from Mithraim, out of the land of bondage. 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it righteous. 9. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. 10. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh, your Yahweh. In it you shall not do any work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gates. 11. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. If you got me right, I got you right. For Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 4, 5, 10 through 12, 19 and 20. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 4, 5, 10 through 12, 19 through 20. So for G. Israel, get a little bit more.
Ezekiel chapter 20, verses 4 through 5. 10 through 12 and 19 through 20. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 4. Will you judge them, son of man? Will you judge them? Because cause them to know the abominations of their fathers. 5. And say unto them, thus saith Yahweh, in the day when I chose Israel and lifted up my hand unto the seed of the nation of Yahdah, Judah, and made myself known unto them in the land of Mizraim, okay, when I lifted up my hand unto them, saying, I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. 10. Wherefore, I caused them to go forth out of the land of Mizraim and brought them into the wilderness. 11. And I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgments, which if man do, he shall even live in them. 12. Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh that sanctify them. 19. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. 20. And hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
So, see Israel, Yahweh's sign.
Say what?
Time.
Say again? The Sabbath day.
What is Yahweh's sign?
The Sabbath.
The Sabbath.
And hallowed my Sabbath, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
This precept that that sign means you got a Galatians 6:17. That means we're gonna precept that to 6:17. So when you got Yahweh's sign between you and him, it's a Sabbath day. So we precept that to Galatians 6:17. Now watch, and what can we hear out of Galatians 6:17?
Galatians 6:17. From henceforth, let no man trouble you, for I bear in my body the marks of Yahweh the Son.
Ain't that something? That's the mark of Yahweh the Son. When you got the Sabbath day, you got the what?
The mark,
oh,
a mark of Yahweh the Son.
You see what's going on here? You see what you're stumbling upon, Sister G. Israel? So there goes the Sabbath day is who mark? Ain't that something? The mark is the Sabbath day. So now you got to look in the mirror and examine yourself.
Yes.
Do you got Yahweh's mark? His mark is the Sabbath day.
Yes.
Is that what we're reading? Oh, I can't get nothing out of this class. I ain't. So let's scroll down and read End Time Prophecy in the 14th chapter, 9 through 13, behind that one then. Then, remember you read earlier, I don't know how we read, that the Bible got a double meaning? Yeah, it got a double meaning.
Yeah.
So it means you can have a mark of Yahweh, which is the Sabbath day, or John been talking about a mark read in 14, 9 through 13, A, B, or C, D.
Revelation chapter 14, verses
9 through 13.
Revelation chapter 14, verse 9. And the third ministering spirit followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, 10, the same shall drink the wine of the wrath of Yahweh, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the righteous ministering spirits, in the presence of the Lamb. 11, and the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. 2, here is the patience of the saints, the 12 tribes of Israel. Here are they that keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh the Father, and the faith, belief in the covenant of Yahweh the Son. 13, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in Yahweh from henceforth. Yes, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them.
Mm-hmm. So in the end time prophecy there, the Israel 18:4, what did the minister tell John to tell those that got an ear to hear in 18:4?
Revelation chapter 18:4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues.
Okay, so the prophecy is for us, 12 tribes of Israel, to understand this thing. We got to come out of her, because you don't want to see her plague. Because if you receive her plague, what he going to do in verse 21?
Verse 21. And a mighty ministering spirit took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all.
So this great city Babylon, United States of America, will be thrown down with violence. So he's telling you up front, find out how to be on the right side, because when this place go down, you don't want to be part of it, because it made it plain in Isaiah chapter 13, verse 6 to 15, the closing statement. Israel, we'll get a closing statement by going to the 13th chapter of Isaiah. We'll pick up verse 6 down to verse 15. We'll close out with that. And that's excellent on your part again. Come on.
Isaiah chapter 13, verses 6 through 15. Isaiah chapter 13, verses 6 through 15. Howl you, for the day of Yahweh is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. 7. Therefore shall all hands be faint, and every man's heart shall melt. 8. And they shall be afraid. Pains and sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travaileth. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. 9. Behold, the day of Yahweh cometh, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. And he shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. 10. For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. 11. And I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. 7. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. 12. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. 13. Therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of Yahweh of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. 14. And it shall be as the chaste roe, and as a sheep that no man taketh up. They shall every man turn to his own people, and flee every one into his own land. 15. Every one that is found shall be thrust through, and every one that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword.
That sounds plain. It's plain to me. We were ran and bound exactly. That's why we got to renew our mind according to the Bible. See, Israel, tribe of Yahweh, Judah, excellent on your part. What you supposed to say behind that? You on the clock. Come on.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. And see, Royal, let no one take your crown. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Excellent. Let no one take your crown. Hallelujah. All right. Mother Seer of Israel, you had that Colossians 3, 1 through 3 and 10, and Mother ABFP, you have that Job 23:11-12. We'll get that out the way, and we'll sweep it. See if we can find what Elder got to say on his clothes. Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 3 and verse 10. Then ABFP is going to have Job 23:11-12. Then we'll turn on to Elder and we come to that lead and teach out of Camp 1 and get some more going on. Hallelujah.
Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3 and 10.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
And it reads. If you then be raised with Yahuwah the Son.
Now, if you be raised with Yahuwah the Son.
Seek those things which are above.
So your mind will be on things that are above. Your mind is not on the world things that is beneath. Go ahead.
Where Yahuwah the Son sitteth on the right hand of Yahuwah the Father.
Yeah, he sits on the right hand of Yahuwah the Father. Go ahead.
Verse 2. Sit your affection on things above. Not on things on the earth.
Don't be worried about the thing that's going on the earth. Get away from that one-eyed thing. That's what he's saying. Go ahead.
Verse 3. For you are dead and are alive.
And you are dead and what else?
And your life is hid with Yahuwah's Son.
And see, now you've been reconciled to Yahuwah. You're dead to the world. So a lot of things, I just don't know. I don't know no more than what they tell me. I mean, you know. Well, I know some dust there in Yahuwah. Go ahead.
What's Yahuwah the Son and Yahuwah the Father?
Uh-huh.
Verse 10. And have put on the new man woman.
You have put the new man or woman on. You have put the new man or woman on. Go ahead.
Which is renewed in knowledge.
Oh, you have what?
Knowledge.
You be having the knowledge. You understand one thing. You cannot be no more murmur backed by the complainer. You got to be about things above. You got to be on Yahuwah's business. I mean, automatically, that's when you've been reconciled to Yahuwah. Your action has changed. All you want to hear is some dirt-ass Yahuwah and what did Yahuwah say? Read.
After the image of him that created him.
That's right. Come on, Sister ABFB. What you got there, Prince? Job 23:11-12.
Job 23:11-12.
What does it say?
Verse 11.
What?
My foot has held his steps, his ways have I kept.
That sounds pretty good.
And not
declined. And see, your foot can't decline from Yahuwah's word, read.
Verse 12.
Listen.
Neither have I gone back from the foreign
instructions. And I have them bagged away from what? Go ahead and read. Go ahead.
I have esteemed the words of my mouth more than the necessity of food.
You the man just said? He said, I have, I left the word safe right now, esteemed the word of my mouth more than what? Well, you know, all I'm thinking about is trying to get to one of them old restaurants and give me some chicken and some cow. No. You need to get a big belt from this word. That's what you need. Matter of fact, give me 22:22 on that. Let me get 22:22 on that. Same book, Job 22:22.
Job 22:22.
Yeah, you gotta esteem this word more than you esteem food.
Verse 22.
What?
Receive, I pray you, the Torah instructions from his mouth.
Uh-huh.
And lay up his words in your mind.
And that's nice. That's nice. That's good talk. So we're going to bring the elder and get his closing thought on top part of the Sabbath day. And we'll get his closing thought, bring back the elder here. Elder's tip, you back on the clock for your closing thoughts. You on the table. And the clock come up. What's saying, WCC? We feel like mute somebody while not the elder. Okay, well, you do what you want to do. All right, we'll leave that verse like it is. Brother Kyle, give me one verse, 16, 17 of Book of Romans. then we're getting over to the L. So you want to mute still for this? What you got to do? Give me Romans chapter 16, verse 17. What does it say?
Book of Romans chapter 16, verse 17.
Listen, God.
Verse 17.
What does it say?
Now I beseech you, brother.
I'm begging you, brother. I'm begging you, sister.
Mark them. With divisions and offenses.
Now take your time, read that again.
Mark them with cause.
With cause.
Division and offenses.
So you got to mark them. So, you know, you got to mark them ones. If all on their minds is to do what again?
Division.
Cause. Division.
An offense. Contrary. To the doctrine.
To the teaching.
Which you have learned.
Uh-huh.
And avoid them.
And do what?
Avoid them.
So the ones that is contrary, and they got the 11:19 in them, they got their heresy spirit, got what they are mocking that cause what?
They cause division.
And do what?
Offense. Contrary to the teaching
and
which you have learned and avoid them.
And do what?
Avoid them.
Then on that though, over the brother Yahdai Israel, please teach your top part of the Sabbath day. Come on.
Yahuwah. In another one of Yahuwah's top part of Yahuwah's Sabbath day, Yahuwah do it. It's Marvin and I. So things about to get ready to get real around here. Yeah. You got to hear me, all these politicians starting to put forth these wolf, these mandates, as they call it. So don't get out of there. The heat is on. They're going to turn the heat up just like they did on the Hebrew boys, as they call them.
Oh, yeah.
Turn it up seven times right now.
Yeah.
So, Yahuwah made a few statements that we need to be mindful of. Let's get some Luke 12:12 on the table to say this people. Keep it in Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what we can roll out, as they say. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Who say ABC be Israel C. Royal?
Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
What a righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
We have your teaching right. We believe that. Matter of fact, we step out on that every time we on the broadcast in the Saturday class. We hold tight to Luke 12:12, that in that very same hour, the righteous man of spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Let's write to St. John, Brother Micaiah, Israel, C. Roy. Let's keep at the righteous man of spirit for a quick minute. St. John 14, look at 15-17 and verse 26. See that the righteous man is the spirit. Right quick, Brother Micaiah Israel, see you right. St. John 14, 15-17 and verse 26.
Go to St. John, chapter 14, verses 15-17 and verse 26.
Yes, sir.
Verse 15. If you love me, keep my Torah instruction.
Alright.
Verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Please.
Verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not.
Mm-hmm.
Neither knoweth him, but ye know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
He say he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Verse 26.
Verse 26.
Yes, sir.
But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
So his occupation is to teach you all things and bring it back to your remembrance. So this minister spirit, he said, it's going to be in you. So, you know, the world teach that something got a hold of me and all that good stuff, right? But let's see if I just minister spirit, Mother D.F. of Israel, how is he going to be in you? Let's see the book of Exodus 23. He said 22, 22. Mother G.F. Israel, how is this minister spirit going to be in you? Exodus 23, 22. Mother G.F. Israel, will see you, Royce.
Exodus chapter 23.
22, 22. Exodus 23, 22, 22. Let's see how this minister spirit is going to be in you.
Exodus chapter 23, verses 20 to 22.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, I send a ministering spirit before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared.
Uh-huh.
21. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not. For he will not pardon your transgression.
Yes, ma'am.
For my name is in him.
Verse 22.
22.
Yes, ma'am.
But if you shall indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then will I be an enemy unto thine enemy and an adversary unto thine adversary.
So Yahweh said that he would send his minister spirit. Keep you in the way. Let's see who this minister spirit, who is he assigned to? Let's go to the book of Hebrews, the word of Hebrews. This ABC to T. Roy. Let's see who the Yahweh assigned this minister spirit to. In the book of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7, verse 14, who is he assigned to? This ABC to T. Roy.
Chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh, who ascended time.
Book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 7, verse 14. Hebrews,
right.
Chapter 1, verse 7, verse number 14, to David, Phoebus, Zebra. Yahweh.
Chapter
1,
verse
7
and
14. Yes, ma'am.
Verse
7. Mm-hmm.
The ministry spirit, what the angel said, he said.
Now the angel, he
said
what?
Who make it his angel spirit?
So another word for that, the angel is a minister spirit, right?
It is.
Go ahead.
And his ministering minister may flame of fire.
So these minister spirits are like flash of lightning. They're like a flame of fire. Verse 14.
Verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Are they not all ministering spirits?
Mm-hmm.
Sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of suffering.
Well, they sent forth to those that are heirs.
Yes.
Meaning in line for salvation. Yes. So it means that everybody is in line for no salvation. That's what he's trying to say here. Everybody ain't got salvation waiting on them. But let's see who the salvation is for, Brother Micaiah, Israel, Theroy. Let's see if we can put a name on who is salvation geared to. The book of Isaiah 45, 17. Brother Micaiah, Israel, Theroy, who is this salvation for? In Isaiah 45, 17.
Isaiah. 45,
17. Yes, sir. Isaiah 45, 17. Who is this salvation geared to? Isaiah 45, 17. Brother Micaiah Israel, see you right there.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 17.
Yes, sir.
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation.
Yes.
You shall not be ashamed nor confounded world without end.
So by name, the one that's in line for the heir of this salvation is Israel, right?
Hallelujah.
According to what we read.
That's right.
Let's see what do they need to be saved from, Mother dear Israel of Theory? You need salvation. That means you in a situation you need to be pulled up out of, right? First in the book of Luke chapter 1. He said Luke chapter 1, let's take a look at 67. Let's read down to 75. Luke chapter 1, 67 through 75, Mother dear Israel of Theory.
Luke chapter 1, 67 and 75.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 67.
Mm-hmm.
And his father, Zacharias, was filled with the righteous spirit and prophesied saying.
They say that Zacharias was full of the spirit and he prophesied saying what? What did he prophesy? Verse 68.
68.
Yes, ma'am.
Blessed be Yahweh, Yahweh of Israel,
mm-hmm.
for he has visited and redeemed his people.
So he visited and redeemed all people, right?
His people.
His means that's a personal pronoun to that fact, right?
Yeah.
It's personal to Yahweh, and it's his people. Verse 69, come on.
69.
Yes, ma'am.
And has raised up and born of salvation for us and the family of his servant David.
So that's what we refer to, talking about his salvation, right?
Yeah.
Who is this heir that's lined up for this salvation? And we find out that by name is Israel. But we want to see what they need to be saved from in verse 70, Mother dear Israel.
Verse 70.
Yes, ma'am.
As he spake by the mouth of all his righteous fears,
mm-hmm.
which have been since the world began.
Okay.
71. That we should be saved from our enemies.
You mean he's going to pull us out of the hand of our enemies?
Yes.
And we're going to be saved from our enemies, Gilead.
And from the hand of all that hate us.
Now let's see who are Amen. Hold that point, Mother dear. Let's see who all is conspiring against Yahweh's people here. Back to the book of Psalms, Amen, PB 83. Let's see what the game plan is against Yahweh's people. Psalm 83, 1 through 6. Amen, PB, see, right. What is the game plan that they conspired against Yahweh's people? Your enemy, right? By name. Psalms 83, 1 through 6. Just amen, PBC, right?
Psalms chapter 83, verse 1 through 7.
1 through 6.
1 through 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1. Keep not you silent, O Yahweh. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O Yahweh.
Say, look at Yahweh. We don't want you to be still there. Verse 2, come on.
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
For lo, your enemies make a tumult.
But he said your enemies, right?
Yes.
He's talking loud right about now, right?
Yes.
I mean, they want to mandate this and mandate this, right?
Yes.
Come on.
They have hated you.
They that hate you, what about them?
Lifted up the head.
Now, they that hate you have lifted up their head. That means that they made a statement. Let's see what statement they made here. They that hate you, they lifted up their head. Let's see what he trying to refer to there. In the book of 2 Thessalonians, Brother Micaiah Israel, chapter 2. Look at verse number 4. It says, they that hate you have lifted up their head. Let's see what's going on here, Brother Micaiah Israel, from C. Roy. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse number 4.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4.
Yes, sir.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called Yahweh, or that is worshipped, so that he as Yahweh sitteth in the temple of Yahweh, showing himself that he is Yahweh.
So he said he opposed and exalted himself, right? Above all that is called Yahweh. So whatever Yahweh got on the table, he is in opposition of that. And see what move he made on Mother D.F. and Daniel, chapter 7, verse 25. And see what move he made contrary to Yahweh in Daniel 7, verse 25. Mother D.F. Israel of Fee Roy.
Daniel chapter
7,
verse
25. Yes, ma'am.
And he shall speak great words against the Most High.
So he say he gonna speak what?
Great words.
Great words against the Most High. Go ahead.
And shall wear out the saints.
And the poor saints has been wore out. They say, right? He's gonna wear out against the saints. Right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Of the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
And saints to change time laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and time and the dividing of time.
So in other words, you're going to have him assigned as well, right?
Yes.
You're going to have him marked. He's going to pull everything that Yahweh
I got something.
Hallelujah.
Second Corinthians, Brother Mackay, give me a Second Corinthians chapter 11 and pick it up at verse number 15. Pick it up at 14 and 15. Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 and 15. What does it say?
Second Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 14 and 15.
What is that?
Verse 14.
Yes, sir.
And no marvel.
Yes.
For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Right.
Yeah. Verse 15. Therefore, it is no great thing
if
his minister.
Who minister?
His minister.
Oh, Satan got new bread.
Also be transformed as the minister of righteousness.
They appear to be righteous. Go ahead.
So we got the wood and stone group right here, right? The wood and stone. So you mean they came up with all this religion to do what? Cut us off. You mean that, right? You mean that what all these denominations are all about? Trying to stick it to us? The 12 tribes of Israel? Come on.
Moab.
Those are the so-called Chinese. Go ahead, Elu. Hagarim are the, I believe, the descendants of Ham. I believe that. So he said that they came up with a plan to stick it to us. So when the writer of Luke said that he came to redeem his people from the enemy, now we got names who our enemy is, right? Come back to that Luke, Mother dear Israel, see, right? Let's see what we need to be saved from. Luke chapter 1, 71 through 75. Mother dear Israel, see, right?
Luke chapter 1, 71 through 75.
Yes, ma'am.
71. Mm-hmm. That we should be saved from our enemies.
So we got many enemies out here, right?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, all the 17 nations came together to make sure that we do not understand our role according to what Yahweh has given us, right? Our position according to what the Creator gave us, right?
Yeah.
Wait.
And from the hands of all that hate us.
Well, you know, I hear them talking all day long. You know, I love everybody. Everybody love me. I be just shaking my old good head. If you only do what I do. They don't want to hear the word of Yahweh, so I just walk on by. Come on, I've been trying to get their attention for 15 years now. They still just, they see me coming, they turn the corner the other way. Come on, Mother dear Israel, see you, Roy.
72.
Mm-hmm.
To perform the mercy promised to our Father and to remember his righteous covenant.
So this whole thing is about the agreement that he made, his righteous covenant, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
73.
Mm-hmm.
The oath which he swore to our father, Abraham.
Go ahead, read on.
74.
Yes, ma'am.
That he would grant unto us that we being delivered out of the hands of our enemies
might serve him without fear. 75.
Yes, ma'am.
And righteousness and righteousness before him all the days of our lives. Well, he said that he, to be saved means you deliver from your enemy, right?
Yeah.
Let's see, who got something to say, Brother Makai Israel, about our state as we stand today, right? Let's look at Baruch chapter 3. And let's look at verse, let's look at verse number 8. Baruch chapter 3, verse number 8. Brother Makai Israel of Cedar, what is our condition? What is our state as we speak today, Brother Makai? Baruch chapter 3. Verse number 8.
Baruch chapter 3. Verse number 8.
Yes, sir.
Verse 8.
Uh-huh.
Behold, we are yet this day in our captivity.
We were kind of the condition.
But thou hast scattered us for a reproach.
For what?
For a reproach.
For a reproach. Go ahead.
And a curse.
Mm-hmm.
And to be subject to payment.
So we are all up under, we subjected to this man, right? And you know who called you on the telly and say, what about this old bill, right? Mm-hmm. You know who controlled the economics of the world, right? So there ain't no secret who our enemy is. And it's time to just make it plain as can be, right?
Yes.
But let's look at the book of Revelation. Mother D.F. Israel C. Roy. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3. Look at Revelation chapter 1, Number 1, 2, and 3, Mother Media Israel, will see you, Roy.
Revelation 1.
Revelation
chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
The revelation of Yahuwah the Son,
mm-hmm.
which Yahuwah the Father gave unto him,
yeah.
to show unto his servants things which must surely come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his innocent spirit unto his servant John.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
They bear record of the word of Yahuwah and of the testimony of Yahuwah's Son and of all things that he taught.
Verse number 3.
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the word of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein for the time is at hand.
They say that time is at hand, right?
Yes.
So they say you blessed if you read and keep the things that are written therein. Yes. For the time is at hand. Let's go to the book of James. So say this, be right. Let's see that James chapter 5. And let's look at verse 7 through 11. The book of James. Chapter 5, so say the Ephesians C. Roy, verse number 7 through 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. The book of James, chapter 5, verse number 7.
Chapter 5, verse 7 through
11. Yes, ma'am.
Be patient, therefore,
brethren,
to the coming of Yahuwah.
They say you got to be what? Patient. You got to be patient. Go ahead.
Behold, the husbandman waiting for the precious fruit of the earth.
Go ahead.
And has long been patient
for him.
Mm-hmm.
Until he receives
the early and latter rain.
Verse
8. Verse
8. Go ahead.
You also
take
establish your mind.
Uh-huh.
For the coming of Yahuwah draws
nigh. So he said the coming of Yahuwah the Son is getting closer and closer, right?
Yeah.
Verse number 9.
Verse 9.
Wait.
Word is not one another.
Word is not one against another. Go ahead.
Brethren
and sisters, least.
You be.
He said, lest you be condemned. Come on.
Behold, the judge standeth before the Lord.
He said, now, the judge is doing what?
Standing before the
door. He said, the judge standeth before the door. Verse number 10. Come on.
Take, my brother, the seer,
mm-hmm.
who have spoken in the name of God. For an example of suffering and of patience.
Uh-huh.
And that knowing the time that now
moment, right?
Yeah.
Let's hold that point. Brother Makai Israel, further Psalm 119 right quick. Let's see what type of mindset we got to develop. Because he says, high time, right?
Yeah.
Further Psalm 119, Brother Makai Israel, see right. Let's keep that. Psalm 119, this is a statement over here in verse number 60. Psalm 119, verse 60. Brother Makai Israel, see right. What kind of mindset we must start to develop?
Book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 60.
Yes, sir.
Verse 60.
Mm-hmm.
I made haste and delayed not to keep your Torah instructions.
So he said, it's not time to be hesitant, right? You got to make haste to keep Yahweh's Torah instructions. Because the coming of our Yahweh is drawing nigh. The book of Romans 13, verse number 11.
11 to
14, Mother Dear.
Romans
chapter 13,
verses
11 to 14. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And that
knowing the time.
Now we all see what's going on the planet, right?
Yes.
He said that knowing the time, what about
it? That now it is high time to awake out of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe.
And we ain't got no doubt about who we're talking to, right?
Right.
We read who this salvation is for.
Right.
And we read why we need salvation as well, right? But we know that Paul in the book of Romans, who he writes to as a tenant of the tribe of Israel, we can tell by the language in which he speaks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then we talk about salvation, we got a name on who this salvation is for, right?
That's right.
Verse number
12,
come on.
Verse 12.
Uh-huh.
The night is far
spent. Mm-hmm.
The day is at hand.
Yeah.
Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness.
But you say you got to cast off the works of Satan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, get out of there. As we read in Revelation 18:4. He said, come out of her, my people. Be not partakers of her sleep. That you receive not her place, right? So he said that let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, come on.
And let us put on the armor of light.
And we all know who is the light bearer, right? That's Yahweh the Son. He said, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. Is that right? Verse number 13, come on.
13.
Yes, ma'am.
Let us walk honestly as in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Not in routing and drunkenness.
And the rioting and right. Drunkenness, good.
Not in
chambering.
Chambering and wantonness.
Mm-hmm.
Not in strife and envy.
Verse 14.
14. But put you on Yahweh's son.
Uh-huh.
And make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
So he said, put you on Yahweh. Make no provision for the world. That's what he's talking about. But we got to shine this old good world. Ain't that right?
Right.
Let's see, he gave us some insight in the book of Proverbs. So say he did feel it, I can pull it out. He gave us some good understanding from the mouth of Solomon in the book of Proverbs chapter 4. Let's see that. Proverbs 4, verse 23. So say he did speak.
Proverbs chapter
4. Mm-hmm. Read 23-27. Proverbs 4,
23-27.
So say
he did speak to see
Proverbs
chapter 4, verse 23-27.
Mm-hmm.
Verse
23. Yes, ma'am.
Keep your mind with all diligence.
So he said now, you better be mindful about what go in your head, right?
Right.
To keep your mind with all diligence. Why? He said that's where the issues of life spring forth.
Yeah.
From your mind.
Yeah.
Verse 24, come on.
Verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
Put away from you a forward mouth.
He said, now put away from you a forward mouth. Sometimes you gotta just go on want to be a little quiet around your enemy, right? You can't always let them know what you own. Put away from you a forward mouth, go ahead, and perverse. Far from you. So you can't indulge in every conversation that comes out of, because he said, now, we got to get away from the world, right? Verse 25, come on. Yes, ma'am.
Let your eyes.
Let your eyes what?
Mm-hmm. And let your eyelids look straight
before you.
Verse
26.
Verse 26.
Under the path of thy feet. And
that all thy ways be established.
Wait, verse 27.
Huh? Turn not to the right
hand, nor to the left. He said you can't turn to the right hand or the left.
Remove
and remove what?
Remove your feet from evil.
He said remove your foot. Anytime they pop off with that evil stuff, you're supposed to do what with your foot? You're supposed to put them up there, put them down, right? I'm sorry, I got to make a move right about now. But that brought you the book of Ezekiel. Take that the rock, Brother Micaiah Israel C. Roy. Sirach chapter 21. Brother Micaiah Israel C. Roy, see that the book of Sirach, chapter 21. Let's look at verse number 1, 2, and 3. Verse number 11 and 12. Sirach 21, verse 1, 2, and 3. Verse number 11 and 12. So he said that, turn not from to the right, nor to the left, and remove your foot, right? From evil. Whenever they are working up some evil, you gotta make your move, right? Yeah. So right 21, 1, 2, 3. 11 and 12, Brother Micaiah Israel C. Roy.
Brother Sirach chapter 21, verses 1 through 3 and 11 and 12.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1.
Yes, sir.
My son, have you sinned?
Look at my son, my daughter. Have you sinned?
Do so no more.
He said, now, don't transgress against my Torah instructions anymore, right? But do what?
But ask pardon for your former sin.
So he said, you got to ask me to pardon you for your former sin, right? Verse number 2.
Verse 2.
And what kind of attitude we got to develop? Verse 2.
Flee from the sin and from the face of a servant.
He said, all right. If you see a serpent, if you just gonna hang around and pat him a little bit, now you gonna make your move, right? So he said that's the same way you gotta be with cooking up some evil and you in the midst of it, right? You gotta make your move. Come on.
Or if you come too near, it will bite you.
He said that if you get too close with it, it's going to rub off on you, right?
Right.
Go ahead, read up.
The teeth, therefore, are as the teeth of a lion.
Mm-hmm.
Slaying the souls of man.
Verse number 3, come on.
3.
Uh-huh.
All iniquity, root for sin, is as a two-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
The word whereof cannot...
Hold on, brother.
Of the wound.
You got to read that all over again. Verse 3, I got to read it all over again.
Okay. The book of Sirach, chapter 21, verse 3.
Yes, sir.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
All iniquity polluted for sin is as a two-edged sword.
Go ahead.
The wound thereof cannot be healed.
He said, if you get caught up in that trap, you might not be able to slip back out, right?
Right.
He said, the wound whereof cannot be healed. Verse number 11.
Verse 11.
Yes, sir.
He that keepeth the Torah instruction of
Yahweh. He or she that keep the Torah instruction of Yahweh do what?
He or she that keepeth the Torah instruction of Yahweh getteth the understanding thereof.
Mm-hmm.
And the perfection of the fear of Yahweh is with.
Verse number 20.
Verse 12.
Yes, sir.
He or she that is not wise will not be taught.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a wisdom which multiplies bitterness.
They said that you got to treat this sin thing like it's a serpent, right? And you got to break out when you're amidst the cloud that are getting ready to do some mischievous things. You got to say, excuse me, I got to get up out of here. Proverbs chapter 14, Mother dear Israel, see you right. Book of Proverbs 14, 25 to 27, and verse 34. Book of Proverbs 14, 25 to 27, and verse 34. Mother dear Israel, see you right.
Proverbs chapter 14, that's in verse 25
to 27, and verse 34.
Proverbs 14,
25 and 27. 34. Yes, ma'am.
Verse
34. Verse 25.
And two women deliver souls.
So he said two women will deliver people, souls. That's what souls is, individuals, right? Yes. But
a deceitful witness speaketh lies.
Verse 26.
In the fear of Yahweh is strong confidence. And his children shall have a place of refuge.
He said, and his children will have a place of refuge.
Yes.
Hold that point, Sister Amen Phoebe. Let's see if we can pinpoint that place of refuge in Psalm 91. Let's look at 1, 2, and 3. Psalm 91, 1, 2, and 3. They say, and his children, his family, his people, shall have a place of refuge. Look at Psalm 91, 1, 2, and 3. So say this, see, you can see, Roy.
Psalm 91, verse 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High
they say he or she that abide in the secret place. The Most High Yahweh shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2.
I will say of Yahweh.
I will say of Yahweh what?
He is my refuge.
Mm-hmm.
And my place.
Go ahead.
My Yahweh is him.
Verse 3.
Surely he shall deliver me.
From the spirit of the fowler, and from what?
And from the noisome pestilence.
And that's what we are seeing out here today. That's why they are calling out these mandates, right? Because this pestilence is out here on the prowl, right?
Yeah.
But we already gave us a heads up, right? That it would be in these last days, right? But let's run back to Proverbs 14. 26, 27, and 34, Mother D.F. Israel, see you
Proverbs 14, 26,
27,
and 34.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
In the fear of Yahweh is strong confidence.
So he said, if you're operating upon the Yahweh, if you're doing his Torah instructions, right,
yes.
You have strong confidence, right?
Yes.
You should be shaken by every wind and doctrine. Ain't that right?
Right.
Go ahead.
And his children shall have a place of refuge.
Verse 27. Mm-hmm.
The fear of Yahweh is a fountain of life.
Go ahead.
To depart from the snare of death.
Verse 34.
34. Righteousness exalts a nation.
He said righteousness will do what?
Exalt a nation.
And we are a nation, right?
Yes.
But he said this righteousness would do what?
Exalt
a nation.
Yes.
So what is this righteousness that will exalt a nation? What we need to be working with that will exalt us in these last days? Psalms 118, what we're working with, to say this. Alright, come on with it. Psalm 118, 142. What is this righteousness
that we need to be operating in.
Zechariah chapter 10, verses 1, 6 through 9, and verse 12.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Acts 2 of Yahuwah, rain in the time of the latter rain.
Good.
So Yahuwah should make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone's grass in the field.
Verse 6.
Verse 6.
Yes, sir.
And I restricted the house of Yahdadur.
So you say I'm going to strengthen the house the lead tribe, right? Judah, go ahead.
And I would save the house of Northern Kingdom, and I would bring them again to place them, and I have mercy upon them.
For I have mercy upon them. Go ahead.
And they shall be as though I had not cast them out.
Mm-hmm.
For I am Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, and will hear them.
Verse number 7. Come on.
7.
Yes, sir.
And they of Northern Kingdom shall be like a mighty man.
But they'll be free. Because the northern tribe shall be like a mighty man, do we?
And their mind shall rejoice as through wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, their children shall see it and be glad.
He said, their children shall see it and be glad, do we?
Their mind shall rejoice in Yahuwah.
So we gotta get happy in what?
In Yahuwah.
Things in Yahuwah. We gotta make no provision for the things of this world, right? Verse 8, come on.
Verse 8.
And I
will hiss for them.
Now Yahuwah say he's gonna do what?
Hiss for them.
That means I'm gonna whistle at you. I'm gonna wax my whistle, right?
That's right.
I will hiss for them and what?
And gather them.
Go ahead.
For I have redeemed them.
Mm-hmm.
Increase as they have, for I have redeemed them, and they still increase as they have increased.
Verse number 9, come on.
Verse 9.
Yes, sir.
And I will sow them among the people,
mm-hmm.
and they shall remember me in far countries.
So we got to start doing some remembrance, right?
That's right. In far countries.
Go ahead.
And they shall live with their children and turn again.
So Yahuwah said you're going to have to make a U-turn, right?
Uh-huh.
As we read again in Revelation 18, you got to come out of her, my people, right?
Uh-huh.
Be not partakers of her sin.
Uh-huh.
Verse 10.
Verse 10?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Verse 12. My fault. Verse 12.
Verse 12.
Yes, sir.
And I will strengthen them in Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
And they shall walk up and down in his name, said Yahuwah.
Right to the book of Ezekiel.
I got some.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hey, Bill Phoebe, now, don't be looking for nothing big. He said he's going to, Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 16. He said he's going to,
Colossians 2, 10 through 13, come on.
Colossians 2,
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 10.
Uh-huh.
And you are complete in him.
And you are what?
Complete in him.
You want to be complete, you got to get wrapped up in him, right?
That's right.
You are complete in him. Go ahead.
God
is
the head of all principality and power.
So he's a man, right? He's the head of all principality and power. Verse number 11. Come up.
Verse 11.
Yes, ma'am.
With the circumcision made without hands.
So he's talking about a different type of circumcision here, right?
Yes.
He's talking about the circumcision of our big brain, right?
Yes.
Go ahead, read on.
And putting off the body of the sin.
Putting off the body of sin?
Of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
By the circumcision of God.
Verse 12, come on.
Verse 12.
Go ahead.
Buried with him in baptism.
Go ahead. Through the covenant.
The
operation
of Yahweh,
the Father.
Mm-hmm. Who have raised him, Yahweh, the Son.
Verse 13.
Come on.
And
you being dead in your sin.
Mm-hmm.
In the uncircumcision of your flesh.
Go ahead.
Have you quickened together with
him? Our trespasses, right? But what trespasses did he forgive us from? Brother Makai in real.
Call him back. First stop, the ABFs. Call him out. We just got to read. Colossians 2:13. All right, hallelujah. Well, call it up.
You read Colossians 2:8-13.
8-13.
16-17.
8-13, 16-17.
Mm-hmm. So let's see what he said. He has forgiven us of our trespasses, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see what trespasses have we been forgiven from, Brother Micaiah Israel. Romans 3:25. Let's see what we can pull out here. Romans 3:25. Brother Micaiah Israel, see you right.
Book of Romans. Chapter 3, verse 25. Mm-hmm. Verse 25, read. Mention of sins that are past.
Good.
Through the forbearance of Yahweh.
So he has forgiven us.
Yes.
On the tribes over there in Colossians.
That's right.
You give them a little heads up about some things that is going to be on the table.
That's right.
Verse 16 and 17, what do you say?
Colossians 2:16-17.
Mm-hmm.
Let no man therefore judge you in meat.
Let no man, one therefore judge you in meat.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Or in drink.
Or in respect of a righteous day.
Or of the new month.
Of the new month, or what?
Sabbath day.
Or of the what?
Sabbath day.
And that day got an S on the end. Day to come. And we read that. His Sabbath days are a sign, ain't that right?
That's right.
And that we find out that they are shadows
of
things to come.
That's right.
But the body is what?
But the body is of Yahweh.
Let's touch on a few of Yahweh's Sabbath day that's just around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the Israel is here. Let's run to Numbers 10 right quick. Let's see that Numbers 10, Mother DF 1 through 4. Verse 8 and 9. Let's see that this thing right quick. Mother D.F. Israel, see you, Royal. Numbers 10:1-4. Verse 8 and verse 9.
1 to 4, then verse 8.
Verse number 8 and 9. Number chapter 10, 1 through 4, verse number 8 and verse number 9.
Number chapter 10, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
then what?
Verse 2. Make you two trumpets of silver.
Good.
Of a whole piece shall thou make them,
that
thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly, and for the journeying of the camp.
Verse number 3.
Verse 3.
Good.
And when thou shalt go with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to you at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation.
Verse 4.
Verse 4.
Please.
And if thou blow but with one trumpet, then the prince which are heads of the thousand of Israel shall gather themselves unto you.
So he said that one sign of these trumpets is the gathering of the assembly of the tents, right?
Yeah.
The one sign is to gather the people together, right?
Yeah.
Verse number 8 and verse number 9. What is another sign about these trumpets, Mother D of Israel?
Numbers chapter 10, verse 8 and 9. Verse 8. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow with the trumpet, and they shall be to you for an ordinance throughout your generation.
Verse number 9.
Verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
And if you go to war in your land against the enemy, that oppress you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpet, and you shall be remembered before Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Go ahead.
And you shall be saved from your enemy.
Mm. So another sign is that we're going to pull you up out of the heat that we got going on, right? So Yahweh say this is a twofold thing that the blood of the trumpet is a sign for, right?
That's what
he's saying. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah. Let's see how he broke it down, Sister A.B. Speaker C. Roy, in Jeremiah 16. Verse number 16. Let's see how Yahweh broke it down here. Sister A.B. Speaker. Because he said one sign is for the assembly.
Yeah.
Gathering together the people, right?
Yeah.
But there's another sign, and it's when you go out to war, right?
Yeah.
Jeremiah 16:16. Let's see what's on the table, Sister A.B. Speaker C. Roy.
Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Behold, I will send for many fishes.
He said, look here. First thing I'm going to do is send what?
Many fishes.
I'm going to send some fishes. Go ahead.
Saith Yahweh.
Go ahead.
And they shall catch them.
And
after will I send for many hundreds.
He said, but afterwards I'm going to send some what? Now, a fish, you go out there and try to catch something, right?
Right.
But when you're hiding, you're going out there to kill. Ain't that what you're doing?
Yeah, right.
So the first thing on the table, he said he's going to send for some fishes. But afterwards, he's going to send for some
hunters.
Let's write to the book. Go ahead and finish that.
Hey, you own something out of Yahweh, Israel.
They shall hunt them from every mountain, and from every hill,
yes, ma'am,
and out of the holes of the rocks.
But he said the first thing on the agenda was to gather the people, right?
Right,
yeah.
The fishing part.
The fishing part, right? And let's see how we got a...
Let it plain, Brother Yahweh Israel. You own something now. You own something now.
How we got two around here. Isaiah, Brother Micaiah, your brother, see right. Isaiah 58, verse 1. How we got to blow this thing up, Brother Micaiah? What we got to be about around here? Look at Isaiah 58, verse number 1.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 58, verse 1.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1.
Cry aloud.
Cry aloud.
Fear not.
Fear not.
Lift up your voice like a trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
And show my people their transgressions.
Mm-hmm.
And the family of Israel their sin.
Look here. You gotta lift up your voice like a trumpet.
Like a crying, brother, y'all cry.
Show my people, right?
That's right.
Their sin.
Sin.
The family of Israel, their transgressions, right?
Hallelujah. But
let's see if we can, Yahweh gave us a full warning about our people, right?
That's right.
Especially Ezekiel, Mother D. of Israel, C. Ryan.
You don't come about Yahweh, you don't come
chapter
now.
3. He gave us a forewarning concerning our people, right? Ezekiel chapter 3. Mother D. of Israel, C. Ryan. Let's see that verse number 1 through 4. And verse number 11. Ezekiel 3, verse 1 through, make it 1 through 5. Verse number 7 and verse number 11. Mother D. of Israel, C. Ryan.
Ezekiel.
Come on with
chapter
it.
Chapter 3, verses 1
1 through 5. Verse 7.
What the family
Israel will not listen, hearken unto you.
He said, look here, let me give you a heads up now. The family of Israel, they ain't going to hearken. They ain't going to listen to you. Go ahead.
For they will not hearken, listen unto me.
Go ahead.
For all the family of Israel are included and hard headed.
He said they got a hard head, right?
Yes.
Verse number 11.
Verse 11.
Go ahead.
And go get you to them of the captivity unto the children of your people.
Go ahead.
And speak unto them and tell them, thus says Yahweh.
Mm, thus says Yahweh. Mm.
Whether they will hear or whether they will forbear.
Mm. But he said that it doesn't make a difference whether they accept or reject, right?
That's right.
Our job is to get thee to the, those are the captivity, and to speak his words.
Right.
Let's go to the book of Joel. This is A.B. and P.B. and C. Roy Joel chapter 2. Yeah, we got to bring it to Sister A.B. and Phoebe. The book of Joel, chapter 2. Let's pick it up at verse number 15 through 18. I think we had to bring it to Sister A.B. and Phoebe and C.D. Roy.
Joel, chapter
2,
verse
15
through 18.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15.
Yes, ma'am. Blow the
trumpet
in Zion
to
believe for us. Then now you got to blow the trumpet, and God guide you. Go ahead.
Sanctify a fast.
Mm-hmm.
Call a solemn assembly.
Call a solemn assembly. Now, the word solemn mean what? What does that word mean? We identified that word a few times around here. What does the word solemn assembly mean? What does that word solemn mean? Somebody want to look it up right quick? I want to look that word up. We've defined that word a few times. Solemn. What do it mean?
Solomon.
Yeah, Solomon. What does that word mean?
Solomon. Definition from, coming from Google definition, Google dictionary. It means, Solomon means formal and dignified. Not cheerful or smiling. Serious.
So solemn means that it's serious, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
So he said, call, read that at verse 15 again. 15 through 18. Joel 2. 15 through 18.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Blow the trumpet in
Yahweh Judah. So you got to blow the trumpet in Yahweh Judah. Go ahead.
Sanctify a fast.
Mm-hmm.
Call a solemn, a serious assembly.
So you gotta call a solemn, a serious assembly. What you gotta do in verse 16?
Where is their
Yahweh? Verse 18.
Yahweh be jealous?
He said, then will Yahweh be jealous
for his land?
For his land and where?
And
pity his people. But he said you got to blow the trumpet in Yahweh Judah and the 10 northern tribes, right? Let's see the book of Leviticus.
I got something.
Come on with it, see?
I got something on that. So he's saying until that order is in order, then Yahweh ain't hearing nothing. Now back up and read them verses again. So Yahweh is not hearing nothing we saying. Back up two verses and read them again. Listen real good now. Call it where you at.
Verse 16
of what?
Joel 2:16.
Listen good.
Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders.
Gather the children.
And those that suck the breath. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber.
Go ahead.
And the bride out of her spot.
Go ahead.
Verse 17. Let the priests and the ministers of Yahweh
And let them say what?
Spare your people. And give not your heritage to the least.
So the elders got to do that. Then what happened next?
That the nation shall rule over them.
Go ahead.
Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their
go ahead.
Verse 18.
Listen.
Then will Yahweh be jealous for his
people. Oh, then Yahweh will be jealous for his people.
For his land.
Yes.
Okay. And pity his people.
Then Yahweh come otherwise want order on how he wants to be done. Then Yahweh gonna hear. So Micaiah, back up to the 9th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. Chapter 9 and pick up the verse 4. I want to get a precept out of that. Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4.
In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 9, verse 4.
Listen good.
Verse 4.
What it say?
And Yahweh said unto him,
what?
Go through the midst of the city.
Yeah.
Through the midst of Jerusalem. Yahweh Judah,
right.
And set a mark upon the forehead of the men.
Put a mark upon the forehead of the men. Listen.
That sigh.
And one that cried.
For all the abominations
that
be done in the midst thereof.
Oh, so he said put a mark on it. Put a mark on them. Now run over to our Galatian, and what will that mark be to put on them, the ones that see what's going on and say something about it?
Yeah.
What is that mark in Galatians 6:17 there, Brother Micaiah? What is this mark right here? This mark is who? Put a mark on the ones that tell you you're out of order. That tell you you got to change from your wicked ways. Come out of this world. Come back to the word of Yahweh.
Yes.
What is this mark here that's on their forehead, Brother Micaiah? Galatians 6:17. What's the mark here, Brother Micaiah?
Book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 17.
Listen good.
Verse 17.
Listen good.
For henceforth,
yes.
Let no man trouble me.
Go ahead.
For I bear in my body
what?
The mark of Yahweh the Son.
The mark of Yahweh the Son. The one thing, so put the mark on Yahweh the Son, those that don't kill them, but the ones that got that mark, which we got, we going to go let the bride grow back to Brother Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Let's read through Leviticus 23. Let's get it on the table. Leviticus 23, Mother D of Israel, see you right. Look at that, verse 23 through 25. Leviticus 23,
23 through 25, Mother Dear Israel of Seed Rush.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23
to 25. Yes, ma'am. See, what's on the agenda? What's coming up? What's around the corner here? What sign is Yahweh getting ready to put on the table here, Mother Dia?
Okay.
We read his Sabbath, his sign, right?
Yeah.
Let's do Leviticus 23 to 25. What's on the agenda for the 12 tribes of Israel, Mother Dia? Israel, see you wrote.
Leviticus chapter 23, verses 23 to 25.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
say what?
24.
Mm-hmm.
Speak unto the children of Israel, saying,
say what?
In the seventh month,
mm-hmm.
in the first day of the month,
go ahead.
Shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of the trumpet, and righteous gathering.
Righteous gathering. They say the first day of the seventh month, which is right around the corner, right?
Right around the corner.
First day of the seventh month.
First day of the seventh month, right around the corner.
Right around the corner. It's Jeff off, I mean. It's Jeff off at the evening of the 30th, right? I believe. Is that what you're trying to say, Ben?
Yes.
So we know that Yahweh's Sabbath day is from evening. Let's read that, Mother D.F. in 32. Since you brought it up, we might as well read it, right? Verse number 32, come up.
Leviticus 23:32.
Yes, ma'am.
And it shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest.
Good.
And you shall afflict your soul
mm-hmm.
in the ninth day of the month at eve.
Great.
From evening until eve shall you celebrate your Sabbath.
We celebrate our Sabbath from evening to eve. That's how we jump it out, right? Verse number 25. I mean, read 24 and 25, Mother Dear.
Leviticus 23, 24, and 25, verse 24. Mm-hmm. Speak unto the children of Israel, stand in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and righteous gathering.
Verse 25.
25.
Mm-hmm.
You shall do no servile work therein.
They say you can't do no servile. That means, work that you receive wages for, right?
Yeah.
So there work therein, but?
But you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh.
They say on the first day of the seventh month is a memorial of the blowing of the trumpet.
Right.
That is right around the corner. Yeah. No, they knew. We're going to be back in Seir. Israel will see you, Roy, if I say it.
in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without
hands,
and putting off the body of the sin of the flesh by the circumcision of that body.
Okay. Let's find out what he's talking about precepting that back. Brother Mackay, what you working with, Brother Mackay?
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 4, verses 1 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. If you will return, O Israel, says Yahuwah, return unto me. And if you will put away your abominations out of my sight, then shall you not remove.
Right.
Verse 4. Circumcise yourselves to Yahuwah.
Circumcise yourself to Yahuwah.
And take away the foreskin of your mind.
Take away the foreskin of your mind.
You man of Yadad Judah.
Yeah.
And inhabitants of Yadad Judah. Let my fury come forth like fire and burn that none can quench it. Because of the evil of your doing.
So he letting you know all that appearance ain't going to cut it.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you soundly understand that you have to do what he did. And what did he do, Mother D. of Israel? In Luke 4:16. You got to do exactly what he did. Luke 4:16. What did he do there, Mother D. of Israel? What did he do in Luke 4:16?
Luke chapter 4, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to Nazareth.
Yes.
Where he had been brought up.
Okay.
And as his custom was.
So it was a custom that he did something. What did he do?
He went into the temple.
When?
On the Sabbath day and stood up for to read.
Uh-huh. So he's trying to tell you that you have to follow him by example. He wants you to do exactly what he did. Now, I'm looking for, I'm thinking about a verse, but it has come to me right now. I ain't going to worry about it right now. So, but what I want to do, I want to go back and read one more time. I want to go another way. Brother Mackay, run back to that 14 chapter, 9 through 12. Let's make it 9 through 13. Revelation. I want to go at it another way real quick. No, I'll tell you what. Let's go to the 13th chapter. And we'll pick it up at verse number 1. Revelation 13, verse 1. I'm going to go at it these last 20 minutes of go with it a little bit of different angle.
Okay.
Revelation 13, 1. Pick it right there.
The book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head, the name of blasphemy.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. Now hold that point right there. Stop it right there. Now go to the Daniel chapter 7 and let's see what he's really working with in verse 7. Let's find out what he's really talking about, what he's seeing. Now John is writing about something that's to come. So what he's writing about something was to come, and back up to Daniel 7 verse 7.
Book of James. Chapter 7, verse 7. Book of James, chapter 7, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, after this I saw in the night vision, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful, and terrible, and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth, it devoured, and break in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it.
And this one was different. This one right here is different. See, this beast right here is a different type of beast. This beast right here, go read more about this beast right here.
that were before it, and it had 10 horns.
Now, this beast had 10 horns.
Keep going. Verse 8.
Yes, sir.
And I considered the horn.
He said, now I was considering this about this horn right here. Go ahead.
And behold, there came up among them another little horn.
No, no. Do we say another little horn? Do we say that? Did you put some in there?
Came up among them another little horn.
So among them came a little horn. So this little horn came among these right here. So this little horn came among them. Go ahead, read.
Before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the root.
Now this little horn was part of three plucked up by the root. So three of these 10 kingdoms that you just got to read, three of them was plucked up by the root. Go ahead.
And behold, and this horn were eyes like the eyes of men.
Now the one that came up, the one that came up, well, he had the eyes of men. Man.
Man. And a mouth speaking great things.
Now and this one right here, his mouth, what did he spoke?
Speaking great things.
Oh, he spoke great things. Matter of fact, Prophet of Israel in 725. What is this mouth that's making great things done again? See, when I be asking what's going on, because we be looking at some things to further add on to what we heard. That's right. 725, James. So this man was just speaking pretty good. He was speaking great things. Matter of fact, and what he was getting ready to do?
Daniel chapter 7, verse 25.
Listen good.
And he shall speak great words.
And this right here is going to speak great words against the Most High.
Yeah. And shall wear out the saints of the Most High.
Yeah. And he's going to wear who? And he's going to wear out the saints. Go to that point there, A.P.O.P.B. Go to Psalm chapter 50, verse 5 and 7. And then go to 148:14. Let's see about what saints he's going to wear out. He's going to wear out him some saints. Psalm chapter 50, verse 5 and 7. So he's going to wear some things out. Verse 5 and 7. Let's go to 5 and 7. So this little horn that speak great things, he's going to wear out him some things.
Yeah. Psalm chapter 50, verse 5 and 7.
Yeah.
Verse 5. Gather my saints together unto me.
That's what we're trying to do.
Those that have made a covenant with me.
But he wants the ones that, he wants the six anointed camps to gather the ones that have made a what?
Covenant.
A covenant with him. Just not, you know, just people. They got to be the ones that hold that point. Help me out, Bob Micaiah, in second book of Ezra, verse 2. 47 and 48. Yeah. Oh, we'll pull a rabbit all around the corner if we can. let's see what it says in 2:47 and 48. See, we gotta find the ones that got some second Ezra 2:47 and 48 in.
Second Ezra.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 2.
Yes, sir. 47 and 48.
Verse 47 and 48.
What does it say?
47.
What does it say?
So he answered and said unto me,
what?
It is the son of Yahuwah, whom they have confessed in the world.
Uh-huh.
Then began I greatly to command them that stood so swiftly for the name of Yahuwah.
Definitely. So the ones that made a covenant with him, they done what again in verse 47?
Verse 47. Then began I greatly to command them. Say verse 47.
Yeah.
Verse 47. So he answered and said unto me, it is the son of Yahuwah whom they have confessed in the world.
Okay. Okay.
Then began I greatly to command them that stood so swiftly. I command them that stood so stiffly for the name of Yahuwah.
So the one that we got to, mother, and the first man. So the one that, give me Isaiah 15 verse 8 real quick. And while I hustle, try to keep that first sentence. Yeah, 52 verse 8. So we have to keep an eye on the ones that got the 52 verse 8 in them, about Isaiah. What is it saying? What do we say over there? We got to have a keen eye on the 52 verse 8 about Isaiah.
Isaiah chapter 52 verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Your watchman shall lift up the voice with the voice together. Shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye.
So we got to make sure that we put together a team of Yahuwah followers that do what?
For they shall see eye to eye.
Oh, you got to make sure the ones that you work with, they have to be the ones that see what?
Eye to eye.
So we gotta be people. Time, yeah, that's called one accord. Matter of fact, read that Ephesians 1 verse 10 of Corinthians. So we got to make sure that we on point, and we ain't got time for nothing else unless the one do what, Mother Dear Israel?
See eye to eye.
So we got to be clear about it. This thing ain't too serious now, because everything in prophecy is on for rip for our eyes, y'all. You see this man making his move, and then we got people always want to be contrary to the word of Yahweh. Well, the word of Yahweh don't stand. Just like you see, everything doesn't stand. They're doing everything they can to have you to come down there and
follow them.
And follow them, receive their mark. Although Yahweh can save us on every angle.
Yes,
now notice, Curtis Powell down. That's why he told us to 210. What do it say? It tells us something. What do you tell us in 210? Yeah, raise your voice up.
Revelation 2:10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer.
Right.
Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison.
Yeah. The devil gonna cast some of you in prison. Well, that's fine. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. But they keep honest. See?
That's what they.
But he let you know. He telling you. Feel none of these things, the devil's gonna do something.
And some of you into prison.
Go ahead.
Then you may be tried.
And you will be what?
Tried.
Oh, that's the part. Now there you go again. That's the part. I want the cakewalk part of it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Right. And you shall have tribulation 10 days.
Okay, listen.
Behold, I come quickly.
Yeah.
Hold that fast which thou hast.
It was is to hold what you got. Is to hold stay on course on what you're working with.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That no man or woman take your crown.
See, don't let nobody take your crown.
Yeah.
Don't let nobody take your hold on what you got.
That's
right. Because
flame of divine fire.
13th chapter of Isaiah, look at verse 3 and 4. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 3 and 4. Listen, God. Come on, little Mosea.
Isaiah chapter 13, verse 3 and 4.
Listen, God.
Verse 3. I have commanded my sanctified ones.
We are the sanctified ones. Yeah. He has commanded. That's us. The ones that's keeping his covenant. He has commanded the sanctified ones.
Yes,
I have also called my mighty
ones. And I also got my mighty ones that watching me eyeball to eyeball.
For my anger.
And I called, and you know we read that last night lesson, and they said, well, me ain't going to disappoint you.
Yeah.
I got one.
Okay. Go ahead. What you got? 16:18. What you work with? What you got in 16:18? You got some AD, what you got in 16:18? Verse 18, what you working with?
Verse 18. And there were voices and thunder and lightning, and there was a great earthquake.
That'll work. All right, now where are we at?
Loud and clear.
Loud and clear.
All right, we're going to get ready to close this one out, though.
We'll be back at it on the bottom part of Yahuwah's Sabbath day.
Hallelujah, bro.
We're going to bring in AB and Phoebe. You ready for your clothes, AB? Phoebe Israel, Princess. Yes. Israel, I'll see you go here. Come on with it.
Thank you for his word, for the fear, for the brethren, the leaders, the ministers, the sisters, the mothers, and for those that I am asking for today, tonight, until they are able to return. Thank Yahuwah for giving us breath, giving us time, for continuing working with us in his patience, teaching us what the patience is.
Thank you, Yahuwah, for our
thank Yahuwah for my family. And thank you for bringing me back, bringing us all back on the love of the family day.
Father, we thank you for once more and again for another opportunity to come into your temple, to hear your word, for we know through your word is our salvation. Through your covenant, coming back to your agreement, Yahuwah, that's where we find salvation. As we read, that we will be delivered from our enemies. Father, teach us to understand your word. Give us a mind to hear, ears to hear, eyes to see the truth according to your word. Pray these things in your precious son's name, sake and for his sake. Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah,
qua.
Hallelujah, qua.
All right.
Well, you know, the only thing I can say is, like I said again, if anybody meant well, they would not come to the third of class on Saturday. They'll come on a regular day. And talk. If you meant anybody well, you would not come on a Saturday. You got all the week.
Rubber rouse.
That let me know you outside again, you and your babies outside.
Yeah.
How you up there any good?